will we or won't we be sending troops to Libya? The government refuses to say, but the EU's foreign and defence ministers are meeting today to consider providing training for Libyan security forces. The Deputy Prime Minister of Libya's new unity government has told the BBC that the so-called Islamic State could take over most of the country. From Tripoli, Orla Geerin now reports.
It's 10:30 at night. We're at a security checkpoint on the coast road in Tripoli. There are 6 police cars parked by the side of the road with blue lights flashing. But the heavily armed men in uniform here belong to the Al-Nawasi Brigade. Now, this is one of the many militias that operate in Tripoli. Some are under the control of the Interior Ministry, but the Ministry itself admits that many are not. And this is one example of the difficulty of trying to bring stability and security to Libya. One of the biggest challenges is just trying to get the militias under control. With me now is Hossam Mohammed, who is a spokesman for the Interior Ministry.
Give us one government in one Libya, under one president, one government. We need to feel good security for Libya and for Libyan people and for us.
Five years after Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown, this country is riven by feuding militias and rival administrations. Now there's a new unity government in town. It's headquartered in a heavily guarded naval base. We're on our way there to see if this new leadership has any chance of gaining control. Well, we've just arrived at the base now. Our vehicle is being checked. It's heavily guarded. There are plenty of armed men standing right in front of the entrance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Inside the base, we met Musa Alkoni, Deputy Prime Minister of the optimistically named Government of National Accord. Libya has two other governments already. This one has the backing of the United Nations.
We are here to implement an agreement brokered by the UN. Reconciliation is one of the main challenges. It will help solve the security problem. We should resume oil production. It's our only source of strength. Our priorities should be security, reconciliation, and the economy.
But his biggest worry is a few hours' drive from the capital. The so-called Islamic State is in residence in the coastal city of Sirte. A propaganda video features their traffic police on the beat. Mr. Alkoni says that unchecked, IS could get control of 2/3 of the country. When Libyans rose up against their leader in 2011, things weren't supposed to turn out like this. In a park by the shore, we met a former fighter, Adel Kakli. He spent 17 years in Manchester before coming home to take up arms. He hopes the new government can be a new beginning.
From my point of view, the future will be good for the people. This government, they will not do much to the people, but at least they will put us in the first step.
Were you surprised by how quiet things have been since the government came? There hasn't been a big problem.
Well, a lot of people, they're surprised, yes. And we saw in the faces of the people, they are smiling and start laughing. You can see it in the faces of the people. They are very happy with the government when they came here.
You fought with friends and lost friends, Adel. Do you think that for them, this Libya would be worth it?
Not yet. But always there is a hope to become a good country. Always there is a hope.
There's little left of Colonel Gaddafi's sprawling compound in Tripoli, except rubble. NATO airstrikes destroyed the palaces and security buildings. But once the Libyan leader was removed, Britain and other nations were accused of neglecting the country. Now there's a diplomatic flurry. Western ambassadors are returning, and the UN envoy, Martin Kobler, is back.
this today is not a visit. I'm not visiting Tripoli anymore. I'm working out of Tripoli. The United Nations are back in Tripoli.
Hunkered inside the naval base on the coast, the new government needs all the support it can get. It arrived in Tripoli by boat a few weeks ago because rivals closed the airspace. It may struggle to get control of the capital, much less the entire country.
Orla Guerin reporting.